Hello, this is Kyle with Paws at Home Dog Walking and Pet Sitting. How can I help you?
Hey Kyle, I just missed your call. I'm in my car, so I hit end call instead of answer. So I apologize about
Sure.
that.
Oh, hey, no worries, no worries. How are you doing?
Good, good.
All right. So it sounds like you're looking for pet sitting for your two cats and a guinea pig.
Yeah, I have two guinea pigs, two cats, and we're gonna be leaving for about 4 days. So I'm thinking, I don't know if you guys, I didn't read anything about guinea pigs. They're pretty easy to take care of.
Yeah.
They just need a few things once a day. So see if that's
Okay.
something that you guys do.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We take care of guinea pigs.
Okay, good.
All right.
Cats are super easy. Nobody needs any medication or anything, so it's cats are real easy. They don't overeat, so we can just keep their dry food bowl filled, and then we do one can of wet food a day, and then the guinea pigs, I feed them romaine lettuce once a day and pellets once a day, so I can have all that ready in the fridge and stuff.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we can definitely take care of all that. All
Okay.
right. Sounds good. And could I get your address, just to make sure you're in our service area?
Sure, it's 21 Creek Drive. And that's
And 5. All right. Just gonna look that up real quick. Yeah, looks like that's in our service area there. And then, do you know what length of visits you might be looking for?
How long do you need to stay there? Yeah, with the pigs, they're pretty self-sufficient, so they don't want to be pet or anything anyway, so and the cats have each other, so however long it takes to feed them and then kind of clean up the mess in the pig cage.
Oh, okay, sure. So we offer between 20-minute and 60-minute visits, and I can kind of go through the prices and like what we can get done in each amount of time. So the 20-minute visit, that's enough time. We could do check the dry food, get the wet food, all set up and everything, and do the romaine lettuce, kind of general meal times, checking over the house too. Something that we do, just make sure everything's looking good. And then we do an update from every visit. That's just enough time for that stuff. And it's $23.50 for that. And you can mix and match if you want, a shorter visit some days and a longer visit some days. That 20-minute visit doesn't really allow for a lot of like play time or socialization if your cats might be into that. But if you're looking for a little bit of that, the 30-minute visit would leave a little bit of time for like play time and sometimes it's a little more time if a cat might take a little while to come out if you want that. And the 30-minute visit is $27.50 for that. Do you think that you'd be kind of in those two time ranges or?
With the cats, I mean, they might be curious, but since they have each other, I'm not too worried about the playtime thing. But with the guinea pigs, they leave a lot of droppings, so I might want to bump it up. Not the shortest amount of time probably wouldn't work, because just to clean out their bedding or whatever each time is probably going to take at least 10 minutes, somewhere around there. So
Okay.
if
Yeah.
30 minutes sounds good there, or even if we wanted to bump it up to 40, that's fine with me. They don't need to be in a rush doing anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes the shorter visits do go by pretty quickly, especially if there's some cleaning due and things like that. So for a 40-minute visit, it's yeah, we'll leave enough time for that, cleaning everything, double checking everything, making sure everything's looking really good. And it's $31.50 for the 40-minute visit.
Yeah, I'd say that's just to be safe. That one sounds fine to me.
Okay, sure. All right. And do you have a time during the day that you would prefer your visits to be?
Not necessarily, no. Whatever's
Okay.
convenient for you guys.
Sure. We have a flex time slot that's anywhere between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Do you think that would work okay for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, flex time. All right. Let's see. A couple notes here. All right. And then when works well to do a meet and greet for you?
Let's see here. Pull up the calendar. We leave on the 9th. Seeing if there's any other days. Friday's not good. Any day but Friday and before the 9th, I suppose.
Okay. All right. It looks like we could either do Saturday the 4th or Tuesday the 7th. Do you have a day out of those that you would prefer?
Saturday's fine.
Okay, yeah, we could do Saturday. Let's see what time is here. We could do Saturday at either in the morning or the afternoon. Pretty open on that day.
Let's do afternoon.
Afternoon. How would, let's see here. Would 2:30 on Saturday the 4th work okay for you?
2:30. Sounds good. I'm putting in my calendar right now.
All right. Saturday, December 4th. Okay. And then are there any aggression issues or anything like that with any of your pets?
No, not at all.
All right. And then any medical concerns?
No.
Okay. All right. And then will anyone else be in your home while we're doing the visits?
Call the cops if you see anybody.
All
But
right. That's
no.
why we asked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we don't mind if there's anybody there, like in between the visits or anything like that. If we might run into somebody at the visits, like say, cleaners are coming over or someone's coming over to like do some work on the house or something like that, we just ask that you let us know beforehand, if we might run into somebody. That way we, know that they're supposed to be there and everything.
No, yeah, I hear you there. No, no one should be there.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Oh, and then could I get a good email for you? All right, I have J.
That's correct.
All right, and how did
And
you hear
then
about Pawsa? Oh, go ahead.
Google.
All
I
right.
just Googled pet sitting, and you guys had a lot of good reviews. So, what I was going to ask is, so we're leaving on the 9th. We're probably going to be leaving in the afternoon. So I would say the 10th is probably the first day we would need it. So 10, 11, 12, 13th. 10th through the 13th, because we come home on the 13th, but probably won't be until in the evening time. So just wanted to make sure that those 4 days are available.
Sure. Absolutely. The way that this works is I'll take all your information here, and then I'll send this over to our scheduling person, Mac, and then she'll take a look at it, confirm with all the sitters, make sure everything's looking good. It usually takes about a day for that to come through. And then what I'll do is once everything is looking good and confirmed, Mac approves the schedule. I'll send you an invitation to our online scheduling system. And through there, you'll see your schedule on there. I'll get the meet and greet on there also. Let's see. Later on, you can request visits through that online system. So it's really easy to get set up with visits. Once you're in our system, it's really streamlined and everything. All the billing and everything is done through that online system. There's also an area on there where you can fill out a home profile and a pet profile. And I always say there's a lot of questions on there, but you only need to fill out what makes sense for you. Not all the questions are going to apply to everybody in every case, but you only need to fill out what makes sense for you. It is really helpful to have it filled out because those notes and everything really help the sitter when they're there. Let's see. Those are all the questions that I have for you. Do you have any questions for me?
No, this all sounds great.
All right. Cool. Well, I'll get this put into our system, and you should see that that invitation coming through sometime in the next day. Does that
Okay,
sound good?
sounds good to me.
All right. Let's see here. I'm just going to double check that I have everything. Looking at December 10th through the 13th, doing 40-minute flex time visits. Might shoot for just a little bit earlier in the day on that last day on the 13th, since it sounds like you're coming back on
Yeah.
the in the evening on that day. And then we've got your meet and greet set up for 2:30, Saturday, December 4th.
Sounds good.
All right, cool. Well, thank you so much for setting up a time to chat. I'll get this all set up, and you'll be hearing from us shortly.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Jason. Bye.